Internationally acclaimed dancer Ella Ben-Aharon has been heralded for her contemporary choreography and performance. And she comes from a country that's been called the world's leader when it comes to contemporary dance, Israel. This semester, she's here in Atlanta teaching dance to Kennesaw State University students. That's through the Schusterman Visiting Artist Program, which places 14 Israeli artists in universities across the United States. I spoke with Ella and KSU Dance Department Chair Ivan Pulinkala about their goals for this semester of Israeli dance.
First of all, on a personal note, I think it's always an opportunity to leave the bubble that we used to live in and be outside, have an outside perspective, be on a discourse of what is it that is familiar to us, to me. And so first and foremost, I'm always appreciative of that opportunity. I know Ivan has been quite invested in creating bridges and a relationship and collaboration with Israeli artists before. And so I'm happy to tap into that. As I lived in the U.S. for 11 years before, it's really nice homecoming almost to come back to a mentality and a system of education that I'm familiar with and to bring these both worlds of mine together yet again.
Well, for us, as Ella alluded to, the fact that we have been developing a relationship with several artists in Israel, as you're probably aware, Israel is a leader in contemporary dance in the world. And so it's a logical site for us in the Department of Dance at Kennesaw State to kind of invest in taking our students there, bringing artists from there. And so recently we launched our first dance study abroad program in Israel. And this summer I had the pleasure of taking 13 students to Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Sort of the overarching premise that I was working from was that I wanted the students to understand how the political and religious history of Israel has shaped the development of contemporary dance, certainly contemporary art. They got to certainly work with what is hailed as one of the top leading contemporary dance companies in the world, the Bat Sheva Dance Company. They got to study Gaga technique, which is their movement language. They got to watch the company rehearse. They got to interact with some of the dancers and talk about what it's like being a professional dancer in that company. So the experience was really quite tremendous for the students because they really were able to travel to the source, so to speak, of this incredible movement.
Ella, what do you think is responsible for Israel being such a leader in contemporary dance?
I think most of world dance in general mostly rely on aesthetics. And I believe that aesthetics is a result of an experience, like internal feeling, sensing, experiencing, being creatures that we are. And so I think that leads to a very raw, immediate, punchy, kind of edgy manifestation.
And when you talk about the movement in Israel, the style sounds more experiential and drawing from the moment. Do you think the conflict in the region plays into it?
Absolutely. I think it's not just a conflict in the region. I think in our DNA, we carry this survival mechanism. It's a collective experience of we have to survive, whether or not we really have to survive today in that particular moment. So I think that that sense is really pushing a very creative way to go about life. And I think, if I may say, it's not just in dance. I think many Israeli intellectuals and scientists, and there's so much leading in musicians in so many different areas, filmmaking. So I think, yeah, it breeds creativity when you have to struggle.
I read that neuroscience is something you like to incorporate into dance. How do you do that?
Well, I was lucky enough to stumble upon some articles during my MFA thesis and my approach to movement where I was looking for the origin of movements, and I came back to infant reflexes. And so with that, I met a colleague, a friend of mine. His name is Dr. Asaf Bakrak, who is living in Paris, and he is a neuroscientist, also a mover, a dancer, contact improvisation and tango. And we just sparked a dialogue, and I was invited to participate in a few conferences in Paris that brought together scientists and artists, and that really evoked a different way of working for me in a studio. I think I started to almost bring research questions into how I develop experiential tasks, how I approach developing movement vocabulary. And the last creation of mine called Almost, which was a collaboration with Asaf, and we actually hooked the dancers and some of the audience members to measuring devices, to really have the theater as a lab.
Oh my.
And learn real-time correlation of breath and heartbeat between the audience and the dancers. So we really start to learn about the inner subjective space that exists through that fourth wall of the theater.
Ivan, you have done wonders with the KSU dance program. To say it evolved doesn't do it full justice. You created it. You created the major. And now you attract internationally acclaimed dancers to your faculty. What did you focus on most when you created this dance major and dance department?
Well, first of all, thank you for your generous words, but I must acknowledge that it's really been a team effort. I came here 11 years ago to start this dance program for Kennesaw State, and I was fortunate to find myself in a city that I realized was hungry for dance, the growth of dance. And so, and at an institution where the administration and my colleagues were very supportive of the development of a dance program. So in terms of what I focused on, I think, you know, and this actually was turned into the focus later on of my doctoral dissertation, and the title was Partnering for Change in Dance Education. And to me, it was important to develop a collegiate dance program that would be very well connected with the professional world and not sort of live in an isolated collegiate environment. We have partnerships with the Rialto, with Atlanta Ballet, with Dance Canvas, you know, and we've developed these partnerships, and I just mentioned a few, but we have several others. And what it's done is given the students an opportunity to really study at KSU, but really have their arms and legs stretched out into the community, working with professional companies, working at professional sites.
This is so collaborative on your part. But in the past 11 years, we saw a huge economic downturn, and I'm wondering how you built the department and attracted world-renowned dancers on an academic budget and one that was not necessarily robust after the economy tanked.
Well, we have not been without our challenges, certainly. I think a great deal of credit goes to the administration at KSU. You know, our leadership, our dean, our past dean, our president, they sort of saw the value in developing and building a dance program and helped us find resources, you know, as scarce as they were. To me, what makes a good dance program is good education, good art making, good scholarship. And those are things you can do on a shoestring budget, you know. And while great facilities, which we do have today, they're wonderful things to have, but they don't make a great dance program. And so we started off with some really humble beginnings, you know, in a converted gym for a dance studio. And I will also add that I think what propelled me towards developing a lot of these partnerships has been need. So, you know, in many ways, we found effective ways of working because of the climate we were in. You know, the KSU Dance Company today, I'm proud to say, performs off campus 70% of the time, and maybe only 30% of the time on campus. That's quite unusual for a lot of collegiate dance companies. So I think sometimes need propels folks to be creative, and perhaps that's been a function of really the climate that you describe.
And community building in the end, that's fantastic. Ivan Pulenkala, Ella Ben-Aharon, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.